Well, some police departments are making changes faster than Congress. Cities around the country have banned police chokeholds and revised use of force standards after the death of George Floyd. But there's still fierce scrutiny. In Columbus, Ohio, residents say the police have failed to exercise restraint or use the minimum amount of lawful force during recent protests. And they say officers are violating the state's crowd control policies, which were written with the help of the city's police chief. WOSU's Paige Flager reports.
Who do you protect? Who do you protect?
On the first night of protests about George Floyd's death and police brutality, 23-year-old Jordan Close was downtown with her friends. Tensions were already running high between police and protesters.
They were telling people to disperse, but they had blocked off like 3 out of 4 of the main streets, so even if people wanted to leave, they really couldn't. And then they just started spraying people, like, indiscriminately.
She says an officer pepper sprayed her from a few inches away. He grabbed her by her hair and the back of her shirt, she says, and threw her into a group of other police officers.
I could not see, but I was kicked in the side, in the rib. Like, as I was trying to get up, they were pushing me down.
For 3 days, police tactics largely did not change, even though there are guidelines on how to handle large protests, written in part by Columbus's police chief Tom Quinlan.
This document wasn't intended to be a Bible. It was intended to be a guide and make sure officers have the tools available to them to make good judgment and decisions on what we should do in ideal circumstances.
The plan is taught to every new officer in the state and lays out guidance on crowd control. It says at peaceful protests, officers should wear their normal uniforms. For non-peaceful protests, it lists protective gear like gas masks, body armor, and shields. It also outlines dispersal techniques. It instructs officers to give 3 warnings before using force. The dispersal warnings should allow a reasonable amount of time for crowds to disperse and should communicate what directions officers want protesters to move in. However, journalists and protesters witnessed multiple instances where a warning was given while officers were already firing projectiles or using chemical agents against protesters. Chief Quinlan defended the police's actions.
It's certainly expected, but there are times where things happen so fast it can't always be given.
The police training document also advises officers that pepper spray should not be used closer than 7 feet, and that exposure can lead to vomiting, chemical burns, or even death for people with health conditions. Katie Berghammer says she and other protesters got no warning at a recent demonstration before they were pepper sprayed from just a few feet away. She was sprayed with her mouth open and vomited. She's the daughter of a retired police officer and says she was shocked by the use of force.
They did not, you know, pull back and say, you know, we're supposed to issue a warning where you're standing too close. You're not supposed to spray that close.
City Council member Shayla Favor was one of several elected officials pepper sprayed by Columbus police officers. The protocol says officers should remain neutral and calm, but Favor says that's not what she saw.
There were moments when I did feel that there was an aggressive approach that was probably unwarranted.
When asked if he felt his officers followed their training, Chief Quinlan said real life is different than the classroom.
Nothing is perfect in application. When we're sitting in a room at a state police academy and writing how this should look in ideally, and then how it looks when balls and rocks and chunks of concrete and fireworks are being deployed, sometimes you have to make adjustments on the fly.
Police did make adjustments. On the fifth night of protests, it seemed some officers were trying to de-escalate, using techniques laid out in their training. They were dressed in their normal uniforms instead of riot gear and engaged with protesters. One man lifted his shirt to show Sergeant Kerry Hollis a bruise on his side from where he was hit with a wooden projectile.
I think we need to find a better way. I think the division needs to take a look at that, and we need to really look at how we do things, and there needs to be change. There always has to be change to be progress, right?
And change may be on its way. Last week, Governor Mike DeWine called for new state minimum standards for how police should respond to protests. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.